Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Overdress in today's climate.
Gladiator sandals. Homophobic.
Ma'am, Macy's maid.
If you wouldn't mind placing your car keys on the rhododendron by the front door.
Hello and welcome to the Sav and Sean Show. I'm the sirloin you forgot to flip, a missed steak, Sean.
And I'm the amino acid that's essential for bodily function, vitamin Sav.
Worked.
I keep the party alive, you know?
Yeah, you do.
And this is our show.
Indeed it is.
Welcome. <Ba-ba-ba-ba>.
Bra, bra.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Honestly, we love to see it.
Sav and Sean Show.
Please welcome to the stage the arpeggiates.
Currently seeking podcast host, job requirements, energetic.
We do this every episode.
No puns required.
Not no puns required. How very dare.
I think it stems from my envy of being unable to come up with puns on the spot.
Oh.
So it's really coming from a
so
sense
this
of
is
spite.
A you problem.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's me.
As
it's me.
As I Hive. Turn the cable across my entire fucking neck.
Like a scarf. It's fashion.
Paris fashion. Fashion week.
Parigi.
Take it away, Poshan.
If you see something that's kind of gay or makes you go, that's not a slay. It's gay or homophobic.
I'm howling. Well, welcome to our favorite segment. It is gay or homophobic. Mama, I'm going to hit you with all of mine very quickly.
Let's hear
not
it.
Not that quickly, but
not too fast. I'm
not,
a slow
not
learner.
Too fast, not too fast.
I'm a slow learner, but it's just because I'm really absorbing every
right,
detail,
exactly.
You know?
I'm going to look an immediate direct eye contact.
Okay. Oh, please not okay. Too deep. I will not return the eye
fair,
contact.
Fair,
you'll
fair,
be
fair.
Looking at not my eyes.
Just the brows. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
And
yeah,
that's
no.
Gay.
Listen, I recently gave them a trim, so they look pretty good right now. So honestly, I'm not upset about it.
I love it.
Give them a good hard stare. Yeah, stare right at them. I'll even cork this one because my Botox has worn off. So.
Oh my God, a series of unfortunate events.
I know, and truthfully, I don't make enough money right now to be able to afford a re-up on my Botox.
I mean, this
so.
Is not that, but also it's giving Count Olaf in the best way.
How dare you? It's called the soap brow.
Potato, potato.
Listen, I wrote on my Christmas list to Santa this year that I want more Botox. And I may or may not have cried to my mom about it on the phone of like, man, I could pay my car bill this month or I could get another round of Botox. And unfortunately, I did pay my car bill. Sorry to disappoint. I am no longer hot. I'm back to my old bridge troll expression moving phase.
Well,
yeah.
I have a riddle for you and it's called gay or homophobic.
Let's hear
so,
it.
My first gay
Kay.
Is... When you're at a restaurant for lunch, specifically for lunch, this is passable at dinner.
Define lunch, like what lunchtime is, yes. To me is between like 12 and 4.
Yes,
okay,
you
so
are like, correct.
Okay,
how
great.
Restaurants define lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Okay, great.
So from 12 to 4, when you go, yeah, can I get the Cobb salad with like a light balsamic vinaigrette? But can I get the dressing on the side? Dressing on the side is gay.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want it tossed in? That's gay.
I mean, I understand because like...
Oh, that's how I order it.
Restaurants overdress, but like also I can't be bothered to toss a salad with dressing myself. Are you kidding me?
That's overdress? In today's climate, overdressing? Mama.
That's on climate change, baby.
Queen kitty cat purr. Overdress.
Hey, kitty girl.
It's your world. Okay. So that's my first gay. What's yours?
Mine. This might be controversial. I don't know. It's just because I see them so often that like I'm actually sick of them, even though I can't tell if the sickness stems from like a jealousy or like if I'm genuinely just annoyed by them, you know? Lounge fly backpacks.
Oh, those are so gay.
So gay, right? And the different collaborations, the themes, the brand crossover. Like, I mean, super gay, right? The amount of designs Loungefly has.
It's a little tiny backpack.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it's a tiny backpack. Realistically, what could you put in there, babe?
So you're saying that I'm skinny?
No, I'm just saying I'm a functionality kind of bitch, you know? Like, I would rather
You mean with your full-ass fucking
utility
JanSport
backpack?
Down to the back of your knees?
That only contains my wallet, you know? I have nothing else in there. My wallet, maybe a water bottle, not even a Stanley cup,
content.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just a literal water bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe a pack of, like, chocolate-covered espresso beans that I snagged from work, you know, like,
and watermelon extra.
Yeah, nothing of actual value. My headphones, maybe, but the Loungefly backpacks, and just it's the fact that they're that small for that price is what makes them gay for me.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a small package, but like, I'm gonna make you work for it. Like, literally, I'm gonna make you put in hours to be able to afford me.
Screaming a whole commentary about the luxury bag industry.
That's what
Please
I'm
welcome
saying.
To the stage.
Like, yeah, like I mean, I'm a simple kind of girly.
Yeah,
I don't need a tiny little backpack that's designed after my favorite movie. I'm not willing to pay that much money for that. I'd rather spend that money on like food.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know,
that's
buy
energy, truly, because what you've described was both the take of a gay and a straight. So
that's
really,
why I'm bisexual,
it's
baby
buy
girl. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Please welcome to the stage. We're actually renaming this segment right now. Surprise, live and in studio. If you see something that's kind of bi. I'm just kidding.
No, I want you to continue.
What if we like literally jumped to a whole reimagining of the theme song that
if
I sprung upon you?
If you see something that's kind of bi and you're into both a girl and guy, it's bi or homophobic.
Is it still considered homophobic if it's against
I mean,
a
it's
bisexual? Is it bi or biphobic? Do you have a homophobic? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes, I do. I
okay,
many.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I also have another gay, but we'll do the homophobic first.
Yeah, we can have multiples.
Yes. So, my homophobic, scents that begin with the word cool. Cool waters. Cool vetiver. Cool ice. Cool mist. These are people that don't believe I should have the right to marry.
I like things I like cool mist. I will be honest though. I still, because I know that you're a big fan of the Vetiver Woods candle.
Yeah, I love that.
What is vetiver?
It's a wood.
Is it?
Yeah.
So the wood woods candle?
It's a type of wood.
Like cedar?
Like,
or
yes,
pine?
Like cedar woods. Pine woods. Vetiver woods.
Wood woods.
Yes, cedar is a type of wood. Woods.
Phobic, that makes sense. That does make sense.
What about you? What's your homophobic?
My homophobic, okay, so like I'm going to see my Loungefly bags and I'm going to stay within the realm of fashion.
And you're going to raise me.
And I'm going to raise it to homophobic and I'm going to say...
Loungefly
bags? This is not controversial, babe.
Still brave.
Not even brave, just stating the facts.
Okay.
Gladiator sandals. The ones that lace all the way up the shin, homophobic. Flat-footed. Homophobic. Worse.
That's really about arches.
The ones that lace up the middle of the foot. So like you have to like slide your foot into like an open kind of casket style shoe and then lace like an ice skate that laces all the way up the shin.
Yes.
Homophobic.
Etu slute.
Also just why?
Why?
I've established recently in my journey of self-discovery that is an ever-evolving loop of time. I have a really deeply seated foot trauma. Just anything involving toes that are exposed, I'm like, why? Period. Not even a question, just why? Yeah, so gladiator sandals, your dogs hanging out.
Yes.
Lacing all the way up your shin. Homophobic.
Snake eats tail, honestly.
Absolutely. If it was a wedge, no. Not even. Nothing can save that. Give me a Birkenstock, fine. A little one that stops at the ankle. I'll allow it depending on what kind of pants you're wearing. The ones that lace all the way up the shins to your knees?
No, ma'am. It's giving 2006 emo girl condo.
Unless you're going to a toga party or plunging into a sorority.
Even so, hazing?
Yeah, I mean, just across the board. Maybe just don't make this choice.
Yeah. But I do know something else that is gay. Console tables. You walk in, there's like a little lamp. There's a bowl. Maybe there's candy. Maybe there's just like one of those cute little jars that's like scent infusion. You know, it's like the sticks, those bamboo sticks.
Or like the ones that have like little jelly kind of things and the scented oil. Yes.
But it's in like a cute vase.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk inside and you're like, oh, do I put my keys here?
Not in the oily jelly bowl. No.
No, but on this table.
Oh, yeah.
And also... there's a cute little to-do list. Maybe there's a grocery list. We're not peasants. We don't put it on our fridge. We put it on the console table so we don't forget. are Birkenstocks, not our gladiator sandals, mm-hmm. are underneath.
Of course.
The dog leash is on the left because there's two corgis.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Or golden doodles. They're interchangeable.
Right. And mm-hmm. they both have the same name, which is...
It's like a human name.
Edward and Elizabeth.
Yeah. Eddie and Lizzie. Yep.
Eddie and Liz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Those are gay. Console tables are gay.
I've never, when you said console table, I will confess, I first thought you meant like a little, like, you know, one of those like multi-purpose tables that has like a drink hold, a cup holder and like a little area for you to put snacks in, like where you're playing video games, you know? Yes. My first thought was like, I have a love and hate relationship with multi-purpose items. Sometimes I'm like, this item is so kitschy, I can just use a regular table and have a bag of chips and a drink on it and call it a day. I don't need a table that specifically has a tiny indentation for a cup and then pay how many more dollars for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you described just now, I've always referred to as a credenza, which to me sounds super gay. So
you're
yes,
so correct. In a credenza. Can I tell you honestly?
Credenza. Yeah.
I always thought that a credenza was a type of plant.
That tracks, though. It does.
Yeah, like
philodendron,
a front plant.
Credenza, right. Same family, same genus. Yeah, same genus, baby.
Same.
Mom, dad, baby.
But yeah. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Before you leave, could you make sure that you water the credenza? Like that. That's a plant.
Can you water the rhododendron? If you wouldn't mind placing your car keys on the rhododendron by the front door.
Like it tracks.
Yeah, plants do be having weird names like that. No, a credenza. I'm with you on that. I have a gay.
You do.
Hi, gay.
Gay
Macy's.
Oh, certainly. Are you kidding? It's both gay and Jewish.
So many
options.
That's
where I came from.
So many things to explore. So many deals.
Mama, if you think for mm-hmm. one moment that I was not born and raised in the Macy's Petite Department, you would be wrong. I spent more hours with a woman who smelt like white diamonds named Patricia
Elizabeth Taylor
than you've
go
ever logged in your entire life. My only sustenance for 8 hours was a single Werther's original and my own saliva. I have put my ass, my bony pelvic bones, into many a leather settee that you could ever log in your entire life. Ma'am, Macy's made me. And I'm very gay.
Please welcome to the stage, Macy.
Macy made me. Ah, hello. Get the inflatables out. We're giving a parade.
On the direct opposite side of that spectrum.
That was quality.
Dillard's.
Menopause.
Homophobic. The exclusive department store for Karens across the nation, baby.
That is beige as a personality, mama.
Yeah, no, Dillard's is, yeah, that's why they're extinct, bitch. Have you seen a Dillard's in the wild that isn't a Dillard's outlet?
No.
Recently?
Lancome? Yeah. More like, I ain't coming. And sometimes, hey, sometimes you make swings.
God.
And sometimes they don't always land.
Kid on your team.
But I need you to know that if there's one thing I'll ever do is make content that orients towards the audiences. No, Dillard's is the worst.
Dillard's sucks.
So homophobic. I think that overhead lighting is, and honestly, tracks on to Dillard's. Overhead lighting is homophobic. Are you telling me fluorescence on every shadow,
bitch,
and corner of my face, homophobic?
They somehow managed to illuminate every crevice of every pore on my face.
Every single one. They said
every contour of every roll on my body, bitch.
Just hormonal acne, cystic acne, stress acne.
You know when you're editing things on Photoshop and you can like arrange the layers?
The blur tool, mama?
No, you can bring things to the front
masking?
Or the back. No, bitch. Overhead lighting just brings everything forward. Pores, rolls, wrinkles, cellulite, gray hairs, all of it. Crow's feet, frown lines, bitch, all of it.
Gray hairs are also very homophobic and I found my first. And that's not what this episode is for, but I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you this?
You sent me a photo of it, albeit it wasn't a great photo. But yeah, I could see kind of a ghost ghost of a glimmer of it. So I'm so sorry for
it's
your
okay.
loss.
I think it's grown back out. I think it is there, but that's fine. We
Did
won't even get
into
it.
Rip it out with like just a,
no,
your
because
fist?
If you rip it out, then three grow back. And honestly,
it's not a Hydra head. What
no,
is
no,
this?
No, no, no. You get more if you rip out a gray hair, like follicle wise, they more grow in the surrounding area.
That's science.
Yes.
That's been proven by Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I mean, I think he has more important things to talk about, like climate change, but I do think that that's scientifically proven, yeah.
That three hairs grow back.
Not okay, I'm sorry. Not three specifically. I feel like that's locking it down a little much. Hey, Siri. When you pull out a gray hair, do more gray hairs come back? Okay, so they produce less melanin, the pigment producing cells in each follicle. I've given up on this.
I didn't mean to drag you. I was just saying no. The idea of that was funny, like literally like chopping off a hair follicle.
Very Hydra.
And I was gonna say, who put the gliding gladiator?
Gray hair. Okay.
Silver fox.
If I had a nickel, I love him.
Ooh.
Papa, can you hear me? So I hate overhead lighting. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, I'm 100,000% with you on that. Death to all of it.
Death to all of them, Mr. Spears.
No, I need lighting at precisely a, what angle would you say that is? Like a 60? Well, okay, so like if this is 90, yes.
Yeah.
Then I would say, is that 45?
I would say.
Slightly around 45 to 55 degree.
But also, this position is a girl who's confident with her nose and honestly can't relate, but love to see it.
Not to brag. I've been watching a lot of America's Next Top Model. So I've been really playing with the angles of my body and face.
Yes.
And so I've recently learned what lighting angles and facial positions and body angles work best for my busted face and jacked up
Not
nose.
Not busted, but also you don't look like a Jewish parrot, so you don't have to deal with a shadow that covers your entire right side when the light hits it from that angle, and I love that for you.
The bridge of my nose is making several geometric shapes, but you know what? None of them are a straight line, but we'll get there. We'll
Absolutely.
Get there.
A nose is a pound, a bridge, or ton. Bridgerton.
To pass through this bridge, you must answer my riddle.
Listeners, you know, they don't always land. And that's okay. Because you try your best. Do you have another guy?
Yeah, I mean, I have several. I could keep going on.
Please,
but
please.
What do we have?
Because I have one more homophobic, so let's do that. You have one gay, I have one homophobic, and it works.
Let's do it. Gay, fabuloso.
Okay, show your work.
The smell. The cleaning power.
Yes.
The color.
Yes.
The fun, vibrant logo on the packaging. Bubble letters. Are you kidding me?
Yes,
what's more gay than that?
Okay.
All right. The fact that I could use a capful in a whole bucket of mop water.
Yes.
And my kitchen floors are sparkling, baby.
So you're
baby.
Saying a little goes a long way. Drag me.
Gay.
Okay.
Gay. A little bit of effort. Maximum results. The ultimate gay agenda.
You're not wrong.
I want to work smarter, not harder, baby. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
That is gay.
This being fabuloso and that being elbow grease, and the magic of that is a clean kitchen, and that's gay.
Elbow grease.
Cleanliness is gay. Well, cleanliness is bisexual, at least in my world, so.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
Yeah, I'm very, very particular about my cleanliness over here. I'm considering this solely from an everyman's perspective. That's
You're
who
right.
I am. Yeah, I'm not considering this from the perspective of the elite. You think I'm Elon Musk over here making my list of gay or homophobic? Are you joking?
She said X.
Mama, I am the working class, which is the poor, basically, bitch. Like,
and poverty is gay.
I am going purely from the depths of Tumblr gay or homophobic, not a societal caste system of gay or homophobic, bitch.
Cast with an E.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Cast with a T is homophobic.
Yeah, because you're just falling out of trees at that point, breaking your arms.
End of May or early June, this. Anyway, so.
I've never broken a bone, so I guess that's why I've been gay all this time. Oh my God.
That's
full
true.
Circle.
But you do love a polo shirt, so it really
wait,
is
wait,
giving
no.
Dear Evan
I've never
Hansen.
Broken a bone, but I've broken my nose.
Oh, that is very gay. My homophobic is the type of men that will describe the fundamental difference between whiskey, bourbon, and scotch.
Ugh.
I'm like, okay, That's fine.
That's straight fascist. Yeah. Not even homophobic. Literally. Straight fascist.
We've gone all the way.
Yeah, skip all of the others on the sub-level.
It's brown, mama. I'm a bartender. And
it's brown. It tastes like nail polish remover. Yes. It makes me angry. You speaking in tongues, mama.
Shut up. No.
Sardis Lounge, 2018, Orlando, Florida.
Call me now, Melica.
No, Melica. No, I'm so sorry to Italians everywhere. Oh, I do not know the words. Yeah, no, dead ass though.
Dead ass.
Who cares? I don't care if it was aged in a bourbon made of oak,
corn.
Cedar, or shit, bitch. Like,
it's corn.
It's corn. It all comes from the same place, and it's all going the same place, bitch.
Right, exactly.
The only thing I care about is what exotic fruit tastes like.
Nice to meet you. I'm an exotic.
No,
fruit.
Not even.
No,
I'm a
kidding.
Gin drinker. So if it tastes like twigs and berries, I'm fucking set, bro.
And I'm a vodka drinker. So if it smells like nail polish, like I'm on board.
The more I could sense the notes of dirt and worms in it, yeah, the better.
Dirt and worms. Well, coming to Friendly's back for this.
Yeah,
holiday
I mean,
season.
Like historically, look at what I drink, Negronis. Prosecco, gin, just yeah. Bitter. I'm bitter. The more like battery acid it can taste like. The better, yeah. If I sense a hint of smokiness, I'm just not into it.
I think what it is that it has a really polished, beautiful name. And the underlying is just like hard, get you fucked up. But I think that's a good representation of you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Negronis are, they're an acquired taste, I will say. Just like I am. Which is like, that tracks. Like, you know how people are like, oh, their dogs look like their owner? Like, when you see a Negroni, you're like, that's sad in a cocktail. Because, like, it looks beautiful on the outside. Really has not much to offer on the inside except disappointment and bitterness. And
your parents said they went on a fantastic cross-country road trip. They ended up in this little town in Georgia. They said, this is beautiful. They dye the river green. It's gorgeous. And said, wow, this is a hard, rough interior.
There's a lot of cobblestone.
We've got the name. Mm-hmm. We've got the name.
Yeah.
And thus, Savannah Peterson and her childhood came to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cobblestone streets of the haunted and barren and spooky Savannah, Georgia. Yeah. No, I'll actually do you one better. My mom named me after a Whitney Houston character in, what is it called? Waiting to Exhale. That was the movie. My name was going to be Katie. And then... My mom saw Waiting to Exhale with Whitney Houston, and I guess I've never seen it. So I'm assuming her name is Savannah in it, or there's a character named Savannah. And my mom was pregnant with me and was like, oh, what a great name. And then I think I was born the next day. No, I'm just kidding. But
I'm taking a note.
That's what made her change her name. So shout out to Whitney Houston. I guess you can say I owe everything to Whitney.
Honestly.
I want to dance with somebody, and it's Whitney.
Sorry, I'm Waiting to Exhale. These are gold.
Wow.
These are gold. Hey.
That one was pretty good.
I fear I am losing the room.
The room myself? You've lost me long ago, mama. I'm just kidding. No, I enjoy your comedy styling. Sometimes your jokes are too smart for me, and then I just feel bad about myself. But that's not a you problem. That's a me thing, babe. That's a me thing. And that's okay.
Well...
If you like what you just heard.
Please feel free to rate, review, and subscribe to our show. You can also follow us on TikTok at the period Sav and Sean period show. And if you want to follow me personally, you can do so at Anthony_clams.
I mean, I can't imagine why they wouldn't if they're going to get content like that.
It's
like,
quality,
just everyone, mom. Race over there.
Savannah, where can the listeners find you?
You can find me in the very back of the Pride Parade, because like I'm gay but I'm shy about it, you know? So like I'm gonna be way back there. Like you might as well not even stay to like try to see if you can see me, you know, because it's gonna be a long time to like come around the corner.
Well, because everyone's like, oh my god, the Trojan float was so fantastic. Wait, who's that standalone
it's
bush
literally
girl?
Just me. Yeah, it's just me walking a good like still like 6 feet behind the last actual group. But
hesitantly waving.
If not there, you can find me on Instagram at Savannah_Peterson or on TikTok at Savannah Peterson, of course.
Of course.
Or you can visit my website, Savannah Peterson.
Wow. .com.
We'll loop it and we'll just harmonize with myself.
.com.
Wow, not the dissident resolve.
Yeah, so, would you expect nothing less? It's me. I mean, I am spooky and right. Ooky and gay.
And gay. Well, thank you all so much for listening. And we will see you guys
next time.
Okay, goodbye.
that one wasn't as good as the first one. Yeah.
No, it was great. It was good.
Next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Literally, bye. Okay. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.